So just a couple of reminders about walking practice. I do want to encourage you to do walking practice whenever you're walking. Walking in the house, between rooms, taking a formal walking time. The instructions are the same. Relax. Helpful to find a sense of ease in the movement. That's a great way to find relaxation. Just what's the pace that feels most comfortable? Relax while walking. And then recognize that you're aware. Notice what's obvious. Checking the attitude, probably for many of you more in the formal practice, for more formal walking practice, if you're doing a formal walking practice. But over time, as we get more familiar with this experience of the knowing that there's a relationship to experience, that checking in to how am I in relationship to what's happening becomes much more organic and can happen in the midst of whatever we're doing. And so it's a very powerful tool in our daily lives to have access to that. How am I in relationship to experience? I'll just offer one little bit. I think most of you have heard me say this, but just as a reminder, in the walking practice, a really useful exploration is to notice when the attention shifts. So, for instance, notice the difference between seeing and of just that more receptive place, and when the attention, not that we're choosing to direct the attention, but when the attention shifts to looking. This will happen very organically, kind of like I described, you know, when somebody moves on the screen, my attention orients to that. Movement tends to be and something that happens that will orient the attention. So when you're walking, you may notice that you're kind of in a mode of just receiving, not particularly looking at anything, and then a bird flies across your path, and you are looking at it. That's a natural shift of attention. So notice that shift. You don't have to stop looking. Just be aware that that has happened. That's a function of the mind to attend to things. So notice the difference between seeing and looking. Likewise, hearing. We can be receptive in hearing, taking in kind of the ambient sound, and then perhaps a motorcycle goes by, and we are listening. So noticing the difference between hearing and listening. We might notice that we're looking at one thing, and then the looking happens to shift to something else because there's a movement somewhere else. So it might go from looking, or from looking to listening. So just noticing that shift of attention, that will serve you in many ways. And we can talk more about that as we go. So it's time for us to stop at this point. And this today we won't have